This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Since it's Monday, Miss Katherine Tucker Windham is in the Sundial Writer's Corner with some ruminations on goats, both the good and the bad.
I never have especially liked goats, though I don't dislike them. They just seem such a strange kind of animal to me. I've had friends who said they had goats as pets, and I did have a little boy who lived next door to me down in Thomasville who had a goat and a wagon, and he loved his goat wagon. He would let us ride with his goat wagon. It was a nice thing to have. But he always smelled like a goat, and we called him Goat, and he grew up to be a grown man and a very prominent businessman, but everybody still called him Goat all his life. I don't think it bothered him at all. But I read not long ago a French proverb that said, no goat ever died of hunger, because a goat will eat anything. You just let a goat out, and it will eat grass and shrubbery and tin cans and paper and anything it can get in its mouth. I don't know if it can eat tin cans. I may be exaggerating there. But they can eat most anything, and that's really the reason why I never had a goat, because, well, I did have one for an hour or two one morning, but it ate my mother's silk stockings that were hanging on the line to dry in the backyard, and that was the end of my goat. So I know that they will eat most anything. And there's a Persian proverb that says, if you have no trouble, buy a goat. Well, I think that's a good warning. And I guess my mother and dad wish they had heard that before that goat ate up mother's stockings. But I did have a friend who had a goat, and it escaped. And his daddy went to see if he could catch the goat, and finally spotted the goat out in the country somewhere and got it and thought, well, now how am I going to get it back to town? It's a good many miles back. So I thought, well, I just put him in the back seat of the car. So threw the goat in the back seat of the car, and by the time he got home, that goat had eaten up all the upholstery on the back seat. It was just a terrible thing to have done. So I know goats will eat most anything. They just, they're terrible. But I still, you know, kind of wish I'd had one. I've never thought they were very friendly, though, and I'm not sure I want to smell like a goat, but there must be ways you can get rid of that. I just think about my friend Goat that I grew up next to, and he did have a name. I think his name was James Earl, which is a very fine name to be replaced by Goat. But I don't think he ever regretted having that goat. And as far as I know, that goat stayed out of trouble. And if he had kept that goat, and if he had followed the example of the goat man who used to come through this part of the country with his goat wagon. He had a wagon that had six or eight goats pulling it and lived in the wagon, I think. And somewhere I have a picture of the goat man. That's the only name I ever knew him to have. Somebody would say, the goat man's out on Highway 5, and you go out there and he'd be there with his long train of goats pulling his wagon. He'd let you take it. I think he charged you to take his picture. I believe that's how he made a living. Not sure how he lived. But he didn't have to feed the goats, because goats will eat anything.
From our prize WLRH archives, the voice of Katherine Tucker Windham. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or find these commentaries at WLRH.org. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a killy divey too, wouldn't you? Well, if the words sound clear and funny to your ear and just a little jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey dotes and dozy. And little lambsy divey, oh, Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey.